But essentially, what Action SA is saying is they're having this briefing. They're saying that the coalition was signed in December last year. It was then amended in February this year to accommodate the Patriotic Alliance. They're questioning why it could not be reconfigured yet again. The DA's position all along is that they had an agreement. It wasn't the right time for this to be happening, for this agreement to be reconfigured. Bongani Boloi from Action SA has been talking about what he felt was the great fatal error from Mpo Palatsi, the DA's mayor in the city of Joburg. Have a listen.
It is very clear to me that one of Mpo Palatsi's mistakes is to argue with people about the birth certificate of Democratic Alliance. You can't be arguing with your Tony Leons, Mike Waters, and Helen Zille and contradict them in public and think you'll last there forever. So she started burying, opening her grave when she started to contradict them, which she was right to do, by the way. Mpo is a real force, politically, that one, right? So she was doing good, but at the same time, she did not appreciate that her rise in prominence creates problems for her in the context of leadership of DA in the province and in the country. And she's also articulated aspirations to lead the Democratic Alliance. So the matriculant realized, hey, here's a doctor coming. She must go down. But I'm just saying, those who have eyes can see this thing. And we sympathize with her.
Don't forget, of course, that Bongani Boloi comes from within the Democratic Alliance as well. So he certainly knows the picture there. Well, earlier on today, Helen Ziller, the DA federal chair, was on 702 with my colleague Clement Magnatella. And have a listen to what she said about all of this.
You said the IFP was underrepresented, mm-hmm. right?
Mm.
And then I go back to the original coalition agreement and the calm and rational renegotiation that we did in February this year. And the IFP was supposed to take the chair, I think it was of the Rules and Ethics Committee, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
It was that committee.
Mm.
Then they, the Inland in KwaZulu-Natal, that if they take any positions in this coalition, apart from the one they got, which was the May housing, if they take any other position, the EFF will bring down the IFP government in KwaZulu-Natal by siding with ANC. So then the IFP decided that they would not take up the chair of Rules and Ethics. So if they were underrepresented, it was because of their choice. So you can't then, if you've made that choice, say that because you are underrepresented, now you're demanding the speaker's position. And the IFP never demanded it. Action South Africa made that suggestion to them at a time that the coalition was in crisis because of Cope's breaking of rank.
So why didn't you accept that as the DA? So if the Action SA is proposing, let's give that position to the IFP, why don't you make it available so they can say yes or no to it?
Because that was the start of a domino effect. Next thing the PA was saying to us, well, we want economic development and we want the Joburg property portfolio. Then they want to abandon health. Then somebody else says, I don't want health. And Action SA, whose current portfolio is economic development, says, but hey, we don't want to do this. We want something else. Now, you must remember that when you start this domino effect in the middle of a crisis, that is the best way to collapse a government.
So that's Helen Ziller speaking to my colleague Clement Magnatella on 702 a bit earlier today. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, is watching that Action SA briefing for us. So Lindsay, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time. Action SA has said, well, this isn't our fault. It's the Democratic Alliance's. And they say that Ekurhuleni could be next as well.
Exactly, Mandy. They're saying this is all of their own making, and they won't, the DA's making that is, and they won't allow the DA to make it appear that Action SA should take the fall for what has transpired in Johannesburg. In actual fact, going as far as to say statements made by DA leader John Steenhuisen are quite laughable. and that they were being deliberately dishonest to put the blame at the door of Action SA. But that said, Mandy, they say they're moving on. They are over it. They need a break from the DA, as they put it. Bongani Baloyi saying they need a break from the party. They are already warning their caucus in Ekurhuleni that it's next. They see the writing on the wall there. But for now, they say their focus is on being a good opposition party in the city of Johannesburg. But they have, Mandy, high praise for Paul Palazzi. They said she did all she could to keep that coalition set of parties together, and that if she wasn't having to take orders from Helen Zille and other leaders within the DA, that coalition would still today be holding Mandy.
Yeah, that was something I found really interesting. Bongani Baloyi saying that Mpho Palazzi tried everything possible to convince the DA to get the IFP to take on that speaker position, or for the DA to compromise so that they could stay in power in the city of Joburg. And of course, Bongani Baloyi, as I pointed out, used to be in the DA, so he certainly knows a thing or two from what's going on inside that party.
He knows more than just a thing or two, Mandy. He's throwing shade all over the place and went as far as to say that if this was a municipality in the Western Cape and it was Jordan Hill Lewis who was facing the problem that you're facing in Johannesburg right now, that the DA would have pulled out all the stops to save the coalition if it were different. Bongani Baloyi claiming that the DA, quote, only cares about the Western Cape, and saying that if Mpho Palazzi was actually allowed, as you point out, to take control of that coalition properly, that we wouldn't find ourselves in the position that Johannesburg finds itself in right now, and that she is unfortunately, as Bongani Baloyi put it, digging her own grave, because she is coming out as quite a force to be reckoned with in the political arena, and that there are others within that party who are looking to protect their own positions and don't appreciate her having challenged leaders in that party publicly.
Lindsay, thank you for that. Lindsay Dentlinger, EWN reporter, having a look at that Action SA briefing. We are still hoping to speak to the national chairperson of Action SA, Michael Beaumont, about what they are saying. But it very much is the blame game at this point. Everyone pointing fingers.
Hi, Mandy. It's interesting now that we are in the blaming season in the coalition benches, you know. I think I still maintain the biggest thing that should happen is that people should not come here after the fact and blame this, that, and the other. When they do sign this coalition agreement, they must put them out for public scrutiny. Now someone is telling us this one did not do this, supposed to have done this, this one. But we none the wiser because we haven't seen the actual agreement. So it's their word, this one's words again, this one, and it's not leading us anywhere, you know.